This time, on the Myths and Legends Member Podcast, it's not the story of the gingerbread man, it's the story of the pancake boy. Where you'll learn that if you love your weird pancake son, set him free. If he comes back, he's yours. If not, well, then that's just a pretty normal weird pancake son. The creature this time is a demon, who just wants you to throw a rock at its head and kill it. Nothing strange about that. This is the Myths and Legends Member Podcast, episode 32. Can't catch me. Two old German women were watching the pancake on the griddle bubble up. It was like one of those Lego My Ego commercials, but it was way sadder because this pancake was all they could scrape together with all they had in the house, and neither really wanted to share. At first, they were polite, but then they started throwing elbows. And soon, it was an all-out brawl to see who got to the pancake first. When Beatrice had Ethel in a headlock, both women heard laughing. It was the pancake. It was standing up on the griddle, pointing and laughing at the old lady wrestling match. Stunned that their breakfast was not only moving, but now diving out the window, the women just let it go. I mean, if a pancake's laughing at you, do you really want to eat it? The pancake ran as fast as his doughy little legs would take him. I'm not sure what the respiratory system looks like for a pancake doing cardio, but this little guy could move. Soon, he was in the forest, deep in the animal kingdom. He slowed down to take a rest. You know, you're in danger. If the birds see you, you're dead. I can help. My home's right here. It's called Wicked Hole, and you can trust me. I'm a knight of the lion who is a king. The pancake turned to see our old friend, Renard the Fox, talking to him from the shadow of the tree. Where are you even going, little pancake? Come inside. You won't last long out here. The pancake grinned. I ran away from two old women. I'll run away from you as well, the talking cake blurted before sprinting off down the road. Renard shrugged. Yeah, I'm not going to work that hard for dinner. All right, have a nice life, sentient pancake. He watched the pancake take off down the road. The pancake barely slowed for the next one. It was a hare in a habit. Court the hare jogged alongside the running pancake. He was going to his teacher, Renard's home, but he had skipped breakfast. Renard was a harsh instructor, so a small talking pancake would be a really nice little pick-me-up before going to class. Unfortunately, the pancake was fast and kind of really showy about it. It was jogging backwards. I ran away from two old women and Renard the Fox, and I'll run away from you as well. And then he bolted, finding, I guess, some reserve of strength inside his soft, fluffy interior. Court the hare tried to keep up, and it came down to either keeping his habit clean and making it to class on time, or catching that crafty breakfast treat that was running along the dusty roads and also not wearing shoes. He chose the former and let the pancake run off and continue his life of taunting strangers to eat him. And taunt he did. Next up was the river, where a ship full of people were passing by. They all saw this dirty little pancake sprint by, and they, too, were salivating. Unfortunately, they couldn't disembark fast enough, and the pancake cried his trademark, I ran away from two old women, Renard the Fox, Court the Hare, and I'll run away from you, too. And he was gone before the first foot from the boat hit the ground. Can't catch me. I'm a pancake. What? The pig snorted. I said, I run away from two old ladies, Renard the Fox, Court the Hare, a whole ship of people. I'll run away from you too. What? The pig snorted. Oh man, okay, you're really killing my momentum here, Pancake said. I said, I ran away from two old women, Renard the Fox, Court the... What? I'm sorry, are you saying something to me? I'm a pig with hearing loss. I should really go see an audiologist about it, but then my insurance won't cover it. Also, I'm a pig, so it's this whole thing. Okay, well, it really isn't as fun if I can't say the whole thing, the pancake replied. What? I'm really sorry, but I can't hear you. I just said that. I have one good ear over here, but even then, things are pretty iffy. If you have to say something, you have to say it in that ear. The pancake sighed. What was the fun of running and taunting animals that they couldn't hear you? He walked over to the pig's ear and said, I ran away from two old women, Renard the Fox, The pig, who was actually really conscientious about his hearing health, had perfect hearing. In one motion, the pig turned, snatched the pancake from the ground, and ate him. He then settled in the mud and took a nap. That's how, out of two old women, Bernard, Court, a boat full of people, and a pig, it was the pig who managed to finally catch the talking pancake. This is, of course, a variation of the Gingerbread Man story, which is why I titled it as such. I found this one to be more interesting than the earliest versions of that story. The earliest versions of the story have a childless elderly couple who wish for a baby, and because the world is cruel, their baby arrives in the form of a cookie who enjoys jogging. Also in the earliest version, the Gingerbread Man is simply caught by a fox, who isn't explicitly stated to be Renard, and then slowly narrates his death. There are later versions where the fox is the one who feigns difficulty hearing and eats the Gingerbread Man, but they all end pretty much the same way. As it turns out, baked goods, even sentient ones, were made to be eaten. The creature this time is the Gagarib, from the mythology of South Africa. So, if you see a demonic-looking stranger sitting on the edge of a pit, tempting you with a fun game of throw a stone at me, don't do it. It's a very clear and obvious trap. Even though it looks pretty simple to just throw a rock at its forehead, and it is, it's really likely that you'll hit, when people do hit, it ricochets back at them and they die. So yeah, don't talk to demons, one, but if you decide to make that colossal mistake, don't take up any deceptively simple challenges from them, because they are deceptively simple. I mean, the Gagarib's name literally means thrower down. The creature is, fortunately, no more. A legendary hero passing by saw the blatant threat for what it was, and said he would gladly throw the rock at the demon's head, but what about the dragon behind him? When the demon took a look at the non-existent dragon, the hero took the opportunity to shove him into his own pit, killing him. So there are a number of solid takeaways from this creature. If you're a demon, take up a better hobby than hanging out on the edge of a pit, lazily tricking strangers. And if you want to be an epic hero, the oldest misdirection trick in the scroll, the, hey, what's that over there, apparently still has some mileage left in it. That's it for this episode. Our theme song is by the band Broke for Free, and the Creature of the Week music is by Steve Combs. There are links to other music in the show notes, and today's episode was written by me, Jason Weiser. Thank you so much for listening and for your support, and I'll see you next time.